Hey, welcome to a Stonewall's Perspective podcast. In this podcast, Alex gives his perspective on what is going on in the world. It is his mission to bring the light of the gospel into every aspect of life. We hope you enjoy.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Alex Stone Show. I'm your host, Alex Stone. I'm on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life. And yes, I did say every, including the things that most Christians do not like to discuss, such as politics. Today's show is another shorter show. I am still figuring out things with transferring data from my old laptop to my new laptop. And, you know, once that gets underway and, you know, finished, actually, I will be able to give you more episodes like that. And there's going to be a lot more that I can do with my show that you all will like and probably even love. I'm excited for it. It'll be a good time. With that being said, there's a lot of things that is going on in the world today related to, you know, Tucker Carlson interviewing Vladimir Putin, the Hur report about Joe Biden, and the Supreme Court case with President Trump. I'm going to start with the Supreme Court case. First of all, the Supreme Court, you know, heard a case yesterday relating to whether or not President Trump is eligible to be on the ballot in Colorado. Well, the case was President Trump committed insurrection on the United States of America, making him ineligible to do so, to be on the ballot. Well, the Supreme Court voted 9-0 that is not the case, that President Trump is indeed eligible to be on the ballot, and that's that, 9-0. Even Ketanji Brown Jackson voted in favor of President Trump. And if, you know, that happened, you better bet your bottom dollar that that's the correct vote and that's the correct thing that happened. And, you know, they voted correctly, so good for them on voting correctly on that. Next up, we had the Hur report come out, which basically, in effect, said that Joe Biden is not fit to stand trial, but for some reason he is still fit to run the country. That doesn't make any sense. How can you not be fit mentally to stand trial, but still are able to run the country? That is so sad to see, but it's actually what happened. It's what's happening in the United States of America today. We have a man who has dementia, and he's the president of the United States. How can he not be fit for president? Well, he's still president, unfortunately. I believe that's going to change very soon. I believe that he is no longer going to be eligible to be the president of the United States. I don't think they're going to allow him to do that. He is going to be replaced by, I believe, to be Michelle Obama, and she is going to be the Democrat nominee for 2024. I believe that with my whole heart, and so does Roger Stone and many other people who have been talking about this and, you know, the future of the United States of America. Michelle Obama is going to be that person. I believe that very, very strongly. Then next up, the Vladimir Putin interview. You know, I'm just going to give an overview. This is just an overview of everything that's going on in the world today. But I want to give it to you, and you want to go, you know, you want to go find these sources for yourself and hear about them, everything that I've just talked about. But I want to give you content every day, and so that's why I'm doing these shorter episodes. Is I've made this commitment to talk, you know, give 365 episodes this year. And so I'm going to do my best to achieve those, even if it is indeed a shorter episodes. So like I said, finally, the Vladimir Putin interview and some key takeaways that I had, and I'll talk about this more very soon, is I believe that Vladimir Putin is probably the most misunderstood person in all of the world right now, even more so misunderstood than President Trump. And we all know how they've treated President Trump. With lies and their propaganda and their nonsense. Excuse me. Well, they've done that to Vladimir Putin as well. They've villainized him and said that he's, you know, an expansionist power. He's an expansionist president and he's a dictator and he's a tyrant. Well, I don't think he's any of those things after listening to that interview. Something that we have to keep in mind is we don't hear what's going on in Russia from a Russian standpoint, from what's actually going on. We hear it from the leftist, mainstream, liberal, liar media. We hear it all the time. Well, last night we had an opportunity to hear from Russia, the head of Russia himself. Things were made very clear that were once not clear. And I believe that every single person who is watching this should go check it out. Russia is under attack by the same people that are attacking President Donald J. Trump. And it's interesting to see. And if Russia is an enemy of the mainstream media, what does that say about Russia? If President Trump is an enemy of the mainstream media, what does that say about President Trump? Well, it says that he's probably our friend. He's probably someone that is good to align ourselves with. And I'm not a Putin apologist by any means. I don't, you know, I used to believe that he was a dictator and a tyrant. I used to believe all of these things, because that's what I heard, and that's what most people do here. But after hearing that interview with Tucker Carlson, I believe that a lot of eyes are going to be opened on what's actually happening behind the scenes. I believe that with my whole heart. So I encourage all of you to go check that out. Check that interview. It was very powerful. I'm going to watch it again. It was a 2-hour long interview, but I'm going to watch it again probably 2 or 3 more times to really understand what happened in that interview and what Putin was saying. He started out by giving the last 1,000 years of Russia history. Who does that? Who can do that? And he did it without notes, 71-year-old. My goodness, I wish we had a president that could do that in the United States of America. But right now what we have is a man who can't form a sentence and shakes hands with the air. It's unfortunate. It's sad. But those are some of my observations about that interview. And I'll get, like I said, I'll give more very soon in a more, you know, longer form episode with my laptop and some new software. So stay tuned for that. With that being said, please go to mypillow.com and use promo code Gen Z. It is no longer promo code Stonewall. It is promo code Gen Z. And right now they have an amazing deal. You can get 80% off of your order for Valentine's Day. If you have a Valentine, go get them a MyPillow. Go get them MyPillow slippers. You know, I recommend the slippers. And I say this all the time. It's like wearing love on your feet. So if you want your significant other to feel loved on their feet, get them MyPillow slippers. It's a great deal. You can't miss it. You can't pass it up. But if you have a Valentine, get them on MyPillow. If you want a Valentine, get them something from MyPillow.com by using promo code Gen Z. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Please like, share, and subscribe. I'm sorry that I cannot bring you full content right now. It's just not something that I'm able to do with the transfer of things to my new laptop. But that's going to happen very, very soon. I promise you that. Thank you all so much for listening. God bless you all, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope you enjoyed. You can also check us out at Stonewall's Perspective on Facebook and Instagram to keep up with the latest news. Stay anchored.